So hello, welcome to Math Podcast. I'm still your host, the John. So it's been a while I've done the podcast, guys. So my apologies. I've been so indolent lately to do a podcast, but now I'm back. So excuse me. So today on the show, I'm doing the topic called relationship. So the word or the term relationship, it means different thing to different people based on their circumstantial situations or surroundings. You know, but you cannot box the word into the context of dating only, because it's a broader word itself. You can hear it by its pronunciation. Relationships. So, it's defined according to sociology. According to sociology, the word relationship, number one, is divided into two primary groups and secondary groups. So, according to secondary groups, and they are characterized by direct, personal, and intimate relationship. So the invention of relationship of, you know, according to the online etymology of the word relationship, you know, it first appeared in the 1744, but it was not applied or used, especially on romantic or copulation relationship until 1944. So guys, you have types of relationships. I will just go through them. I won't delve into any of them for the sake of time. So number one, we have relationship or relation with God through Christ. Relationship with God through Christ Jesus. So number two, we have family relationship. Number three, we have personal relationship. Number four, we have platonic relationship. Number five, we have romantic relationship. Number six, we have work acquaintances, school, church relationship. Or relationship. Yeah. So then we come to the 11 types of love according to Greeks. Number one, we have Eros love. This is love between people who are married and people who are yet planning to getting married in the near future. Then we have agape love. That's the love God has shown towards humanity by sending His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. You know, even though He didn't do any wrong, but God chose to love us, you know, whilst we're still sinners. There's no human being who can love whilst you are broke, whilst you have no economical status, while you have no academic status. No one, you know, unless something happens. Yeah. So God loves us irrespective of our age, gender, race, creed, economical statuses, and so forth. So let's talk about agape love. Oh, agape love, guys. That's number two. Agape love is that's a love. That's an unconditional love or unfailing love. So number three is agape love. It's spelled AGAPAO. Agape love. It's a love that we show to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior as believers. Number four, we have platonic love. It's a love between a male and a female without any strings attached, or there's no entanglement in that relationship. It's just pure attention, you know. Number five, we have pragma love. This pragma love speaks of commitment, long-lasting love. Number six, we have philia love. The word philia is spelled PH ILIA. This love speaks of affectionate love, friendship love. Number seven, ludus love, playful love. So please, guys, don't play with love, because it's hard to find nowadays. Number eight, filial love. This love is for all humanity, you know, irrespective whether they are tall, short, young, small, whatever the case may be, you still have to love them, you know, love them genuinely. Number nine, storge love. And storge love, it's a familial love. Yeah. Number 10, filial love. The word filial is spelled P-H-I-L-I-A-T-U-T-I-A, self-love. Please love yourself, you know, because we have people who don't know how to love themselves, you know. Love yourself, you know. You don't need the next person to tell they love you. If you can't tell yourself that you love yourself, please. Number 11, mania love, obsessive love. This is bad love. Being obsessive, it is bad, 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 bad. Never be obsessive over anyone, over something, because it always ends badly for you. Okay? Do you feel me, bro? Do you feel me, sister? It ends badly. Don't be obsessive, man.